Now we pray. Loving God, on Remembrance Sunday, gather our hearts into yours and comfort us as we mourn the dead, and make us over to be people fit to be living in peace with one another. Amen. So, how do we do Remembrance Sunday? I think first it's about remembering those in our armed forces whom we have lost. We have moments in silence. We wear a poppy. We are thankful that they stood between us and harm. And we are sad that they didn't come home. We remember those we loved. We respect those we didn't know. We speak of not letting their death be in vain. The First World War, with all its horrors, was supposed to be the war to end all wars. And yet the horror felt by those who said never again has not stopped more killing and more deaths across the planet. And yet Jesus said, there is no greater love than where a person lays down their life for their friends. Let us continue to honour those that do so. But let us also honour those who work to prolong life. The medics, the peacemakers, the negotiators, the ambassadors, the conscientious objectors. And let us remember those from other countries who lost their lives. Jesus told us to pray for those whom we might describe as our enemies. And let us not glorify killing. We watch TV programs and read books where we are glad when the baddie gets shot. But Jesus is never glad when people die. He came to end death for all of us, providing eternal life for humanity by laying down his own. Is there a way that we each can work towards that day when nobody suffers or dies anymore? Can we give money to charities that care for those injured by war and terrorism, or those who lost their loved ones in death? Can we volunteer for charities that support the mental health of veterans? And can we follow Jesus' example? I know it's hard. He said to take up his cross and follow him. Can we forgive and keep on working on that forgiveness? Can we pray for the people that hack us off? Can we question the news stories that in any way divide us into us and them? Can we hurt on behalf of refugees instead of seeing them as invaders? Can we pray for the Russian soldier who fell, as well as for the Ukrainians he killed? The way humanity lives our life is built upon hating the other and loving our own. Jesus sees all of us as his own. Another way of looking at Remembrance Sunday is to think of the word. Remembrance. To restore members to the body of Christ. And becoming one starts in our families, in our workplaces, in our politics, and in our churches. I myself have discussions where it's just not possible to agree. where even we end up shouting at one another. I am flustered and ashamed and frustrated that even one-on-one, as a Christ follower, I cannot properly love all of my brothers and sisters. I do not know what the answer is, but something has to change. As a recovering alcoholic, I understand that if you keep doing what you're doing, you keep getting what you're getting. I also know that in order to want to change myself, something mega has to happen, which provokes such suffering in me that I am willing to change what I do to get different results. What has to happen that Remembrance Day is not just about our dead, but about all the dead? I thought I was solidly behind a pacifist approach to war, but then something happened. Did you used to watch Doctor Who when you were a kid? Or was it too scary? I thought the round music was too scary, but I couldn't help watching from behind the sofa. It was mesmerising at the same time. This last week, I watched a programme whilst half covering my eyes, like watching Doctor Who. It was a programme about Mariupol. Darren had got it on. I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want those images scarred onto my brain. But it's right that we know what's happening to our neighbours, our brothers and our sisters. But I also want to protect my mental health. The images were shocking. The stories were heartbreaking. The horrors of the trenches and mustard gas go on. The unspeakable cruelty of the Holocaust goes on. Srebrenica and Cambodia go on in our time, like all times. Like when we betrayed and mocked and tortured and murdered our Lord. And part of me is still a killer. What has to happen that people will lay down their lives trusting in the resurrection in Christ, but that they will not take the life of another person? I think that would mean that I would not kill your child, even to protect the life of mine. And to me, that seems inconceivable. But Christ said, forgive your enemies. He didn't say, kill them. I don't have an answer. It needs more prayer. Will you join me in those prayers? That Christ will make us over, little by little, until war and killing are no more. I have 3 sons and 2 grandsons. I wouldn't wish to be mourning them today. And I can only try to imagine what it's like for those who have lost the people they love. A big part of today is also about praying for those hurting in bereavement. We will have a chance to light a candle in memory of those you lost and still love. Name them as you light it. But feel free to also come and light a candle to remember the light of the world and to pray for his kingdom and his everlasting peace. Amen.